Bola Ahmed Tinubu beat Nigeria's vice president, four sitting governors, and former cabinet ministers to the ticket. Critics say he's too old. But Tinubu, who co-founded the coalition that brought the Old People's Congress and President Muhammadu Buhari to power 7 years ago, insists he's fit for the job.
The competition is now over. Those who did not support me, you have nothing to fear. I hold no grudges and grievances.
The decision by governors from the north to support a candidate from the south has narrowed down the choices for delegates. The governing party and its candidate will now have to unite 22 other former hopefuls and their supporters ahead of next year's general elections.
Tinubu is from southern Nigeria, a region many feel should produce the next president after Buhari, a northerner, has served out his two terms. There was confusion ahead of the election when some senior party officials were accused of trying to force through another nominee, prompting President Buhari to address members.
We must avoid acrimony and maintain the spirit of sportsmanship.
Tinubu supporters believe they've got the right person.
He will possibly have all of the, skills and knowledge to be able to come forward, and help the country, in all of the major challenging areas that we have.
But political analysts say this could be the man standing between Tinubu and the presidency. Atiku Abubakar won the main opposition's primaries at the end of May. He's run for Nigeria's top office five times and describes his election as historic.
A history which we believe will bring about fundamental changes in governance and also in our political processes.
Abubakar's supporters say after 8 years as the opposition, the People's Democratic Party is ready to govern again.
It is a win to redirect Nigeria, to rebuild Nigeria. It is a win to rescue Nigeria.
The APC primaries were held just before the deadline for parties to register candidates for the February vote. And although other presidential hopefuls will be in the running, Nigerians will be watching the race between these two political giants. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja.